You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. Some good vaccine news today. In preliminary results from U.S. clinical trials, the Oxford AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine is 79% effective overall and 100% effective at preventing severe disease. But it's still not actually approved for use here, and we have a lot of it. Last week, the Biden administration said it'll send about 4 million doses of that AstraZeneca vaccine to Canada and Mexico, but it's still holding on to several million more, even though the vaccine has been approved in a number of countries that desperately need it. As Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports, not sharing has consequences.
The U.S. already has contracts to buy more than enough doses of COVID vaccine for everyone in the country. And sometime this summer, supply will exceed demand, says Ezekiel Emanuel, who advised President Biden during the transition.
And we should be pretty aggressive about sending the vaccine overseas to help other countries that are in need.
China, which has largely gotten COVID under control, is sending more than half of its doses to other countries. And Emmanuel says it's in the interest of the U.S. to start doing a little vaccine diplomacy, too.
It would make a big soft power difference in terms of foreign affairs to these countries. And I think that's very important from an ethical standpoint, very important from an international diplomatic standpoint.
Because most countries don't have the capacity to produce the vaccine on their own, it's also the only way to get the pandemic under control, says Glenn Cohen, a bioethicist at Harvard.
In a world where COVID is running rampant across the world, but not in the United States, unless we're going to be a fortress nation that's not going to let anybody travel here ever, right? You're going to have variants emerge elsewhere in such a way that they pose a danger to the United States.
Both health-wise and economically. If people in other countries around the world aren't vaccinated for another couple of years, Cohen says,
those are people who can't travel to our shores. They're people who will not be able to consume our goods. There are people who will be in situations of political instability and suffering, and there's going to be major economic loss.
And Cohen says the U.S. is now in a position to do something about that, both by sharing what it has and by pushing drug companies to ramp up production even more. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.